Hey guys, welcome to Film Sack. This is a very special edition of Film Sack, episode 78, the live Tremors episode of Film Sack. We recorded this live in front of Nerdtacular 2011 in Salt Lake City, Utah, just a day and a half ago, in front of an audience, a live audience of just around close to 500 people, and about 500 more watching it via live stream. And it was myself, Randy Jordan, Brian Dunaway, and Brian Ibbett all on stage with the amazing and the infamous Mr. Scott Fletcher on hand as well. And we brought together this live, first ever live episode of Film Sack and had an absolute blast. It happened a little bit later in the day. We hope you guys enjoyed as much as we did. So strap in. It's Tremors. It's live. It's episode 78. Enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen, please be seated for Film Sack.
If it's had caffeine and he won't stop talking.
Make everybody do the voice control on their iPhones and hold it by the speaker, and I say, play songs by Spice Girls and see whose phone.
That's a great idea.
Play songs by Spice Girls.
I like your experiment.
Is this a Film Sack experiment?
This is Film Sack. All right, I'm going to start us off. Thank you for all being here. This is a weird deal. I haven't tested any of this. I think it'll work. Probably doesn't matter. You've heard the show. It's all a bunch of crap anyway. I thought about, just quickly a note, we thought about doing Tremors live, like showing it up here, but there are laws against that.
Yeah.
Regardless of how old or crappy your movie may be. So so we're going to do this just like we always do it. So here we go. You guys all set? You guys are good?
Yeah, I got my...
You got your notes? Your Tremors notes?
That's nice. That's
a huge all right. Stack of paper. I hope people are getting a lot of pictures. I haven't taken any today, so send them all to me. Flickr groups for the win. All right.
Here we go. Start it off. This needs to be good and loud. Audio.
Yes. Oh, see? Just
turn. See how this works. You guys ready?
Get the microphone erection,
I think.
Oh, mic off direction.
Both mics?
Nice.
I'm a dual micer.
A little jealous.
All right, here we go. It begins. I'll do it like I do at home.
Scott, Mike.
What? Yeah.
Scott, Mike.
It begins in 3, 2. It's like you always do that at home, too.
I do that every time.
It begins in 3, 2, 1.
This valley is just one long smorgasbord.
This is Film Sack. Oh, sure.
Welcome to Film Sack episode. I don't even know what. What number is this? Nerd One. This is a Nerdtacular 2011's edition of Film Sack, and we are doing a live episode of the show that mines the very depths of film entertainment for all mankind. I'm Scott Johnson, and I'm joined tonight by Randy. Hold on. By Randy Victor Wong again, Jordan.
Oh, nice.
Aloha, Scott. Aloha, Brian. Aloha, Brian. For this episode of Film Sack, I have prepared more notes than I've ever prepared before for Film Sack, and I have no greeting. And I noticed that podcasters love live audiences for whatever reason, so I would like to ask the audience, please cover for me. Do something.
Also with us, of course, Brian Melvin Touch That Truck and Die Dunaway.
You will have 80s flyback hair, crazy squinty eyes, world-class breast, skinny jeans that won't quit, and legs that will bring us a movie called Footloose.
Don't do drugs.
Yeah, don't do drugs. Don't forget. And then finally, as always, rounding us out, we have Brian Rabinoid Ibbett.
I can take that it's our third Sandworm movie. I can take seeing Victor Wong again. But if I have to watch yet another pole vaulting montage...
Nice. Well, there you go. That's the film. Now, as you know we're talking about Tremors because we've already brought this up. It was a contest winner for this event, and I
you
don't have his
it.
Name here, so that's awesome. I will give him plenty of credit later. But I don't do justice to the description of the film. We turn to Scott Fletcher for more.
Tremors. Kick Candyman Val McKee, played by Kevin Bacon, and Earl Bassett, played by Fred Ward, can barely eke out a living in the Nevada hamlet of Perfection. So they decided to leave town, despite an admonition from a shapely seismology co-ed, played by Finn Carter, who's picking up odd readings on her equipment. Before long, Val and Earl discover what's responsible for those readings, 30-foot-long carnivorous worms with a proclivity for sucking their prey underground.
And there you have the description. Yeah. Amazing as always. No goofs. That was amazing. Although we really like your goofs. Keep those coming for regular shows. Of course, I don't know, you guys. I know there's going to be some disagreement here. We'll get to that in a minute. Ron Underwood directed it. I'm going blind. Writers S.S. Wilson, Brent Maddock, and three other dudes never heard of. This movie came out in 1990?
Yes.
89. 90?
90.
90.
And I thought it was real bad. So I've seen this film when I was younger, and I thought, eh.
It was bad.
It's all right. Pre-CGI days, right? We hadn't gotten to Jurassic Park yet, so everything looked like puppets and, you know, like Jabba the Hutt.
It was puppets, Scott.
But as we all know, Jabba the Hutt is controlled by 8 little people, not 8 M-words, that I used to say on the show. But anyway, Kevin Bacon, Fred Ward, all these people. Let's start getting into it. So, hip it. Tell me.
Saw it.
Team Gibbet!
I can, when I've got two of these, I can sit back up here to comfortable. It's almost like my standing desk. All right, I saw it back in theaters back in 1990, probably at the Dollar Theaters, and thought it was fun then, and still think it's fun. I think it's a movie that doesn't know if it wants to be campy, doesn't know if it wants to be horror. It doesn't seem to really stick with one thing and stay with it. Like, I think it sometimes it's really, really good campy schlock, and then other times it tries to be really scary, like sucking the guy underground and stuff, but I don't think it can do both successfully.
It felt like an episode of Hee Haw, half of it. Can you guys think?
The fake hillbilly accent?
Yeah. Is that necessarily a bad thing? I mean, Hee Haw was good times.
Hee Haw had, what was that girl's name on Hee Haw?
Dude, you were asking the wrong guy.
Minnie Pearl.
70s pinup model.
Minnie Pearl?
Minnie Pearl.
There are people mouthing it out there. I'm a little concerned. They're all like,
does anybody know it?
The chat room, please.
What's that? Misty Rowe. No, there's another one.
She had the long brunette hair. The pay tag hanging from her hat.
Google it.
No, that was Minnie Pearl.
Minnie Pearl.
Not Minnie Pearl.
Minnie Pearl's just getting smaller and smaller.
I do this during the regular show anyway.
I actually thought we were going to do this we were going to have one episode where we didn't look anything up.
Too late.
Barrel through. Yes.
Well, I'm always accused of thinking the women in these movies have issues. And that continues today. She has a weird mouth. Yeah, when she talk, it kind of go all like that.
Which one?
The lady, the
geologist.
Who has
kind of
looks
like a
seismologist. Seismologist.
Like Justine Bateman's older sister.
The trope, as it were.
Oh, I have a trope alert.
Already? Wow.
Trope alert.
Sandworms.
The hot scientist. Just a general bucket she's in, along with like Denise Richards from. What did we decide it was?
Yeah.
World is not enough?
And she progressively got hotter.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. Mm-hmm. Everybody did in this movie. For some strange reason, Kevin Bacon starts the movie in a wife beater, then he moves into a really nice blouse, then he moves into a Western shirt. It's like, I always thought that you were supposed to get taken down, like beaten down in these movies, but somehow he keeps going into wardrobe and coming out with more money.
Yeah, he does do that. Fred Ward also got a little hotter as the years went on.
Fred Ward's a handsome guy.
He's the dude. He used to be in Air Force. In the Air Force.
Yeah.
He used to be in Air Force. And then he went into acting, and he ended up doing a whole bunch of, like, just kind of military movies.
Yeah.
And then he was in this, and then my only memory of him is, like, Quentin Tarantino stuff.
Oh, I have two really strong Jackie memories
and
of Fred Ward.
One
of them is Naked Gun 33 and a third.
Okay.
That's right.
And
the other one in that.
Is Gus Grissom in The Right Stuff.
No, what about The Adventures, what is it? The Thing Begins. The Adventure Begins. Remo Williams.
Oh, yeah.
That's why everybody...
This is a live chat room.
Yeah.
Well, so did somebody say that?
So we watched... obviously, I haven't seen the Remo Williams movie because we watched this at Nerd House last night. And people kept saying Remo Williams every now and then. I was like, what is this?
Needs
this
to be on our list.
It does.
Does anybody... Yes.
Well, let me give you some trivia. S.S. Wilson said that he got the idea for the film while he was working for the U.S. Navy in the California desert. Mm-hmm. While resting on a rock, he imagined what it might be like if something underground kept him from getting off the rock.
Hmm. All right. That's...
And by the way, the S.S. Wilson sounds like a ship. In the
it, does.
It does.
Doesn't sound like a dude.
No.
Doesn't like a dude, but... Yeah. First film for actress country music singer Reba McEntire. I thought she was great in it.
Really?
What she was in, for what she did, she did all right.
Well, she wasn't in it a lot, right?
She was given one purpose, and that is to carry a gun around.
Yeah.
And she's the only person in the movie who knows how to carry a gun. So it makes her look really...
Michael Gross knew how to carry a gun. Dude from Family Ties. Family Ties is fans, right?
Yeah.
Michael Keaton. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
You know, Michael Gross is the only one to stick through the entire series, even the TV stuff.
Really? There
was a TV show for a while. I mean,
it
was Tremors 2 and 3. And
that sounds awesome. I would like to see that. The set the town was built in took about 2 months to build. Burt Ward's 1989 GMC Jimmy was Michael Gross's real-life vehicle. He brought it brand new in 1988 and kept it until 97. In 97, he bought a new GMC Jimmy, which he has kept till 2006.
That is the most trivial thing I've ever heard.
I know. Isn't that exactly the dumbest thing you ever read?
That is the most trivial thing I've ever heard. Yeah. It's like finding out what their shoe size is.
Burt Gummer's wall of guns had to be completely rebuilt many times as the wall of guns scene was filmed in different locations.
Okay, was that excessive, the wall of guns? Was
but putting them back together eight times is more excessive.
That's who the character was.
I love the reveal, though. I mean,
exactly. It's like he goes back there and there's this massive wall of guns, and then further over there's like a gun in a case to break.
Why do you keep the elephant gun in a glass case? I didn't understand that. In case of emergency,
Look, any movie that starts with Kevin Bacon peeing.
Opening scene. Kevin Bacon peeing.
It's a trope.
Oh, Utah connection first.
Oh, the peeing?
What, peeing? Is it Utah connection? I think that's pretty much Utah.
pretty sure they pee in Utah.
Can't find Utah connection.
By the way, while he's looking for that, Barbie Benton was the girl from Hee Haw that I was thinking about. Yes.
See, I think
there was one good thing that came out of Hee Haw.
I'm now remembering really good things from
Yes. Here, look at these pictures right here. Google
them. Oh, here it is.
Oh, wait, this one's sideways. Oh, she's rotating. Oh, wow, look, she's dancing.
That is fantastic. So, Kevin Bacon, Footloose, filmed in Lehigh, Utah.
Utah Connection!
Very nice. I promise that's the only time I'm going to use that.
Oh, come on.
All right, if there's an appropriate moment, I'll use it again. I'm saving this one.
Diabetes. All right.
But Randy's right. There is a trope about movies that start in the desert, dudes that are cleaning up stuff.
And taking a leak.
Let's pee.
For some reason. Yep. There's something, what's dramatic about that? Like, you just
it's a vulnerable point.
It's vulnerable? It's not aggressive?
I'm vulnerable when I'm
very
peeing
exactly.
Outside.
I'm always looking behind
my back.
I think
it could be both, right?
I think Brian Dunaway takes aggressive leaks.
So the Hee Haw soundtrack was the concern I had about the Hee Haw bit. It wasn't that everybody had a dumb bumpkin accent. It was that the music would go from deer, 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 deer to worms.
Right, really. Yeah, yeah.
I don't like that. It was disconcerting. It felt like they were making two movies, couldn't decide what they wanted to do.
Really?
And that made it...
I thought the score was pretty good. I liked how it flowed into each scene. I thought it worked.
Yeah, you love this movie.
I love this movie. Yeah.
He has it on Blu-ray.
First off, I love this movie. Yeah. I mean,
he has it on Blu-ray. He's got high-res rubber worm Blu-ray.
I love horror comedy, and Tremors is in my top three for that. So
in a way, didn't it feel like kind of the end of that era? Like these.
It totally was.
Yeah. Anything with Victor Wong in it, and then out.
Right. Well, now you got the Victor Wong Kevin Bacon connection. So I mean, the 6 degrees from there.
May as well be a Utah connection. I'm not doing that again.
I think we've heard Brian Dunaway, and we've heard yours and my opinions, but I don't think we've heard Randy's.
Randy, what do you think?
Do tell.
I actually have a trivia question for you guys. I'm interested in...
Somebody get the score?
Oh, right.
Yeah. We can tie things up right now.
Yeah, right now we can win this back.
This is remarkably one of the highest rated films we've ever seen on Rotten Tomatoes.
Really?
Oh, really?
And, I wouldn't doubt it.
We watch a lot of films that don't have very high numbers on Rotten Tomatoes, and I was really surprised when I started up and I looked on Rotten Tomatoes last night. There it is, 88%. Mm-hmm, fresh. Mm-hmm. It's really high.
For Tremors?
Yeah. And so my
to make sure, we're talking about Tremors.
Yes.
Okay.
88% on Rotten Tomatoes. So my first thought, you're cheating this trivia question. It's different when you're at home because you don't know that Scott Johnson's looking things up.
Right. I'm digging right through it now.
So my first thought was that may be the highest. There may not be a movie that's actually got a higher score. That would be really sad. So yes. I started looking through our feed and I realized, no, it's not the highest. Actually, it's tied with two other films we've seen at 88%. I'm going to give those to you. That's Superman 2 and RoboCop.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Are
really?
Both at 88%.
Yeah. RoboCop still holds up.
You think it holds up better than Tremors?
Yeah.
RoboCop?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
So my trivia question is
stop motion robot. Yeah.
There are three other films we've seen on FilmSack that are more highly rated than Tremors. And I can't believe Tremors is in this crowd.
Troll.
Troll 2. Star Trek 2, Troll Wrath 2. Of Khan has to be.
Oh, Wrath of Khan's up there.
Oh, it's
got to
be.
You got one. Wrath of Khan.
Hold on. What else?
Zardoz. No.
I don't have the penis is evil quirk.
No, Scott Fletcher for us.
Oh, yeah, Scott Fletcher, do...
I didn't hear
it. Where are my daughters?
What was it?
Do the penis is evil.
The penis is evil.
Zardoz. Remember, that movie had a flying head that barfed up guns. I just want to clear that up.
What was the other one? Did you say
any other guesses? Two more films that are
2010,
more
the year we make contact.
No, sir.
Really?
No? Okay, one more. What do you guys think? Dawn of War? Oh, Runaway.
Runaway.
No. Runaway. No, floating, sure doing a floater in Dunaway. Dunaway? Say, Runaway.
Flash Gordon.
All right, so we don't want to belabor this too much. So
Hudson Hawk.
No way.
The other
man.
Two, it's Wrath of Khan, The Breakfast Club, and The Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you say? Makes sense. Did you say Hudson Hawk?
No.
Hold on a minute.
Slurp my butt.
There you go.
Slurp my
butt.
I'll just keep lobbing him. Here's the thing. Hitting him over the plate.
Here's the thing. What I'm so proud of for this movie is that Breakfast Club's the highest, Wrath of Khan. They're at 90%. This is at 88%. And there's others at 80%. Within a margin of error of 2%, this is the highest rated film we've ever seen.
I don't like that at all.
I'm glad it supports me.
You can doubt my opinion all you want, but I have science on my side.
Nice.
I see.
We have digits.
The metadata does not lie. So Michael Gross, still working, just wrapped a film called Pizza Man.
If you can call that still working.
Mm-hmm. Now, he did do that really great viral video. I don't know if it was on Laugh or Die or something like that. Not Laugh or Die.
Funnier.
I'm like an old man.
I'm registering that.
You're
going to see if Laugh or Die is available.
Is that? Do you get that on the Google?
You get it on the right. You search it on the Google.
You can use the Twitter later.
But I thought that was kind of interesting. Still getting work, doing well, long after his stint as...
Mallory's dad.
Yeah. Special effects were terrible. Can we talk about that?
You think the special effects were terrible?
Oh, dude. They're giant worms that look like a big bag of pus, and then in the mouth,
it's
five or six
work.
Tiny worms with mouths.
Those are tongues.
And there's dudes, tongues. And they're just working them like puppets.
Yeah.
And there's no Jim Henson magic going on. It's just like...
What's wrong with that?
Just act like they're bad. Act like they're bad.
It worked. It was effective. The whole movie was shot with the thought of not showing the monsters very much. And so when they did show it, they did an okay job. Good enough.
Did you, Brian, see the Jurassic Park connection in the film?
I did not see the... That scared
the
me.
The girl much. On the pogo stick is the girl.
Is it really?
Yeah.
You know, I
should
did not
have a girl,
that
one.
Yeah.
From Jurassic Park.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
That creepy Sam Neill scene where he calls her a clever girl.
It's anyway. A Unix system.
It's a Unix system. That's the one.
That's the girl.
Thank you, Newman.
Got Newman here.
Now, I'll tell you this, the most frightening thing in the movie to me was the station wagon that had been sucked up by the giant worm buried.
Yeah.
When they're kicking away the dirt, the lights are still on. Right. All you see is the grill of the car and lights coming out of the dirt. Awesome.
And they got this great glow on their faces in that shot. It's beautiful. And that was one a very hard scene to shoot, according to the trivia.
It is still strange to me when Scott Johnson says, "I didn't like the special effects," and then tells you about an awesome special effect that you really like.
What's that? All right. I know we've had this argument before about practical effects versus special effects.
Yeah.
That felt like a nice practical effect. Mm. The other one seemed like a horrible idea.
Like, maybe the
monster
the most,
effects versus...
The most common special effect in the film is the worm right under the surface, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They use it kicking up floorboards.
That sort of thing. And I thought that was beautiful.
Like, oh, sure.
Scary.
Yeah, I'm in Minnesota all of a sudden. Yeah. Oh, sure. It. Yeah. It was great.
But the actual worm itself, right? That was the...
Yeah, the worm itself just looked dumb. Until they dropped it off that cliff. Spoiler. They dropped it off the cliff.
Yeah, right?
And that thing exploded in, like, orange jello.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
That was some pretty good miniature work.
Yeah, it was all right. Let's see. Not as much Michael Gross as you'd think for a guy who went on to do 6 direct-to-DVD sequels.
Yeah, right.
He was barely in it.
Yeah.
That really weirded me out. He only carried there for the gun rack and then shooting the stuff on the roof, but most of that movie...
Yeah.
He's disappeared looking for... he runs off looking for survivors or looking for...
Exactly.
Oh, the geologist.
And they change, too, in the sequels. They get different. Fred Ward was in part two also, but that was the last time.
Oh, Fred Ward was in that?
He was in that one. He has, like, long hair.
To the rental store, honey. Where is she?
Yeah, right?
Let's get that.
But
movie.
He's responsible for the best line, I think, the best line in the movie. And I don't want to say it if,
okay.
if you've already got it.
Go ahead. Whatever you got.
Broke into the wrong goddamn rec room, didn't you, bastards?
That's okay. I'll do that one again later.
Yeah.
Any more tropes you guys want to
Oh, my gosh. So many tropes.
Okay, give me one.
The only store owner in the film... is the only Asian.
Yeah, right?
Really?
Yeah.
This was...
He's Arnold from Happy Days.
Yeah. There's clearly been a change of culture in Hollywood in the last 20 years, right?
And this stuck good with sci-fi as far as having a multicultural cast. There's a lot of racial differences in this movie.
He had a bad death, though.
He had a very bad death. Mm-hmm. Due to the Coke machine cooler.
The Coke machine and the giant worm.
Bad Mary?
That place had a hole in it.
There is a hole in the roof.
All right.
Yes. Every place in this movie eventually.
I want to say we had another trope.
Wait.
This is our third movie with sandworms.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, like Dune.
And
hole. What?
Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice. No, really?
Yeah.
The one that were like puppets with the stripes.
Yeah.
Sandworms.
Yeah, they do.
They weren't worms. They were worms. They were
starting to think. Veronica Belmont says they count.
Yeah.
How many more sandworm movies?
They look like
are
sock
there?
Puppets.
They do like sock puppets.
are there any other sandworm movies we could see? I don't think there are.
I think we've done it.
Yeah.
We've
accomplished
it.
Check
it off our
list.
Well, okay, the other Tremors films. Yes.
I wonder if they see. I saw this and thought, would CGI help this?
I don't know.
Do you think it would?
I don't think it would. I think this is a great practical effects movie, and I think it's a classic.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll look at the time. That's what they had, and I
it's
understand
what they
it,
had.
And it's fine, and it's whatever. But I couldn't take them seriously when they're doing this to you.
Right,
you're not supposed to take them seriously. But weren't you just a little bit? Yeah, right. Yeah.
So what were they for? I mean, what was the point? Well, how do I phrase this?
The most effective scene when they used the puppet was when Kevin Bacon was running out to the cat, and he had to keep lifting his foot up, and he kept trying to put it back down.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It kept sweeping back over towards his leg.
It was still, I keep hitting these things, but it's still
could
just
you
like...
Please stop.
It is, it was... But it was very tentacle. I mean, if you've ever seen Octopus, it's very tentacle-like.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this movie has a bunch of clips, and we're going to play them now. Scott Fletcher will be here later in the show.
Oh, you got one more trope.
Give me more! What do you got? Here, wait, trope.
Oh, you got more stuff?
Trope.
This is my favorite trope in the film. We talked about this so much in the film. The two main characters of this movie are two guys, but they're completely heterosexual. They're completely heterosexual. They're just in a life partnership.
Yeah, but they're not living together and stuff, are they?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they are.
They have the same. They have their two names on the mailbox.
And this is the reason.
They did?
Yeah.
And I just thought we didn't see it. Like they were.
This is a surprisingly common trope. Like the completely heterosexual life partnership for two guys. Like. And it, just so many examples.
Harold, exactly.
Harold and Kumar, any film with Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson. We thought of Han Solo and Chewbacca.
Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber, did they live together?
Yeah. You know, Will Smith and Martin
Lawrence. Dumb and Dumber,
Lawrence.
You have one of them?
I don't want, I can't play it. Well, I can't find it. Anyway, there's a Utah connection.
By the way, the guy who...
They filmed the airport scene at Salt Lake International Airport. So when you guys all fly home, whoever's flown in, remember, he's driving by going, whatever, and the thing blows out.
Yeah. Look for Lauren Holly's briefcase.
Yes.
Yeah.
Colorado connection.
Oh, the chick's house is in Utah, too.
I got it.
Oh.
Now I can't find it again. That's all right.
You have any other tropes?
Thank you. All right, what else we got? Anything else you want to say before we clip?
I think Brian Dunaway has something else.
Oh, I have some notes.
He looks like he's burning.
Well, one of the things that bugged me, you don't hear about World War III anymore. I mean, this was pretty common back then, but you just don't ever hear anymore.
What was the World War III?
They made several comments about
the base, they had their basement specifically for
World War III.
For World War III, yeah.
So a relic
prepared
of the
for
Cold
everything,
War.
Food, but not for underground worms. Right. I can't say the word he said.
Giant rack of guns.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
We got to get on that. There are people in Utah already on that. all right. Anything else?
Brian Dunaway's.
You got a lot of notes.
I know. It looks like War and Peace. On
right. Yeah. I know. Right.
Like,
there's a lot of stuff. I'm looking for tropes.
He's got all these quotes that he loves.
Yeah. I mean, quotes I love. I see that I said that the special effects were the same guy. It was Gillis who did Aliens and Terminator.
Oh, see.
So I mean, he's got chops.
All right. Everybody who slept at Nerd House last night who saw this after consuming all that liquor in your car, I'm sure.
Yeah.
What is the consensus? Give me a yay or a nay. Okay.
I can caveat. Promise you there was not a person in that room who didn't love that movie.
You're sure of that?
Now, there is a self-affirming bias about that because the people who didn't like the movie probably didn't stick around to watch it. but I'm telling you, there were at times 6-8 people sitting there watching that movie, and everybody was just having a grand time.
I think I would have liked that movie better if I were sitting in a room full of people.
Yeah. Yeah,
with $600 right worth of alcohol. Yeah.
So, Reggie, thumbs up or down over there? All right, fine. Yeah. I'll take Reggie.
Yeah, in fact, my second favorite quote. I'm saving Reggie for my sign off. My second favorite quote last night from that viewing was when Dills came walking in. The first thing out of his mouth was what Tremors taught him, which was I had to write this down. I thought it was so good.
Tremors taught you something?
Yes. Yeah. He learned, this is exactly what he said, get on the rocks, the roof won't cut it.
Yeah, right.
That's not bad. Yeah? That's not bad. All right. Now I've learned something about Dills. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's do clips. Unless, Brian, you got something.
I would like to know what everybody thought about Tremors. Okay, let's go. Like Tremors? Not so much. Not so much. Anybody hate Tremors? Just absolutely hate it.
I think Veronica Belmont really doesn't like the movie.
I haven't seen it in like 15 years.
You don't like scary movies, though.
So she hasn't seen it in 15 years.
This isn't scary.
Brought it up.
If that's scary, then... Me doing this, I think, is scarier than it is in the movie.
I do. One of my goals in life is to see a horror movie with you.
I never
hate it. You passed out in District 9.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Right? I forgot about that.
District 10.
And all the time we've done FilmSack, I've never thought this needs to be a video podcast. Because if you can't see Brian Ibbett doing these hand motions, it's just so sad.
I know. I do this all the time when we're recording, and I don't get any love.
Only when you're full of a monster.
These are awesome, by the way.
All right. We're going to get to our first clip. This first clip is about... bologna and beans. Check it out.
No breakfast?
I did it yesterday. It was bologna and beans?
No. It was eggs. I did eggs. Over easy.
The hell you did? Bologna and beans. It's
now,
your turn.
That gave me an excuse to have this on the soundboard.
Bologna and beans.
Whenever I want it.
Bologna and beans.
It's just right there. wasn't bad. Now... Ah, the music there. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, the music and the hillbilly accent.
There's nothing scary about that part. It's not supposed to be scary music at that part. You're supposed to be having a good time.
This movie doesn't know what it wants to be, is all I'm saying.
It's hard comedy.
You're saying it wants to be a comedy horror movie.
It's, yeah, both. There's two.
So it wants to be Big Trouble in Little China. It wants to be...
Ghostbusters. The Burbs.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, fine. I'll give you that.
It's rated higher than those movies.
Wow. It was rated higher than Ghostbusters?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, okay.
That's
see,
a hard
now,
pick.
Yeah, you're turning. You're turning on
cats and dogs living together. Yes.
All right, so this... You said this earlier, but I think it bears playing again. It's Kevin Bacon's
list.
Oh,
you will have.
It's the worst quote ever. All
right. Here it is. You will have long blonde hair, big green eyes, world-class breasts, ass that won't quit, and legs that go all the way up.
All right. I would argue that nobody, and I mean nobody, wants, pardon my French, an ass that won't quit.
Yeah. I think that's...
You know what I mean?
I'm kind of worried about the, you know, the people that have legs that go halfway up.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's who's in the suit, do you? My glasses suck. So the next one is Fred Ward imitates a girl. Remember this? This is classic. Fred Ward imitates a girl.
Ooh, I broke a nail.
Makes my skin crawl.
Anyway, I like that.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Oh, I broke a nail.
Oscar-worthy performance.
Absolutely.
Here is Kevin Bacon freaking out for 3 seconds.
What the hell's going on? I mean, what the hell is going on?
Dude, seriously, he phoned this movie in.
Yeah. Like,
this is a good connection.
All right, there's a reason why he didn't stay.
All right, stop there for a second.
Okay,
Kevin Bacon was really good in this movie.
Oh.
Kevin Bacon was really good in this movie, and I cannot name a time when Kevin Bacon isn't good.
I love Kevin Bacon. I'm a fan. Because right after this, not 2-3 years later, did JFK. Amazing role in JFK.
Mm-hmm.
The Footloose is all right.
Murder in the First.
Murder in the First was great.
Yeah, Christian Slater.
He's in X-Men Hoo-Ha that's out now. Yeah. You know, X-Men Hoo-Ha.
X-Men Hoo-Ha.
Yeah. Nice.
But it was something else recently that really blew me away. What was it? I can't think of it. There was something else. What was
Is it the horror movie?
No.
Yeah, Stir of Echoes. I love that movie.
Hollow Man?
No.
Hollow Man. Hollow Man 2?
Yeah. Oh, Mystic River. It's really good, man.
Mystic River. But let's face it. Kevin Bacon sealed his fate when... He did full frontal nudity in Wild Things.
Yeah.
He did?
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
I haven't seen the same Wild Things you've seen.
I
have a different version.
I am not convinced that he wasn't wearing a Dirk Diggler prosthetic.
Nice. Wow.
In that shot.
Wow.
Because he's in
Ask your parents.
He's in a shower and...
Imitation Bacon.
Yeah. So,
see, this is what you do. This is what you do.
Yes. I'm just feeding off this process of Brian Ebbets. Yes.
Nick has more if you need more.
I'm kind of surprised that you didn't love Kevin Bacon in this movie.
I love it in a I don't think he's trying very hard kind of way. Like I don't think he's doing Kevin Bacon like I want to be a serious actor stuff. This is him just collecting a paycheck and having fun with it. But I also got the feeling a couple times that he was really grumpy about it. Like, I'm going to do the worst Southern accent ever made. And then he's going to yell an angry act and then leave. Just take the check and leave and then go talk to Oliver Stone
I'm fine with that. Completely heterosexual life partner.
Yes, right.
Kevin Bacon was great.
I thought Kevin Bacon did a fantastic job in this movie. I mean, he played it light and loose. He was lovable.
Yes.
He didn't take it too serious. If he had been any more serious, this wouldn't have been a comedy.
That's a point. Brian makes a point. Brian makes a point.
A point that completely...
Brian makes a point.
Thank you.
That needs to be on
Can
the
Can I have
board.
That in my phone?
This here is the scene where Victor Wong wants to buy the worm that got all gnarled up under the truck. So that's the first thing you do. You see a giant worm and you start bartering for over who's going to buy it. Yeah, the tongue. Turns out that's we didn't know.
Yeah.
There was a giant worm.
It was
other worms
up.
In it.
Like we find the hive queen in Aliens.
Yes. The worm had worms is what I'm saying. So here it is. Wong wants to buy the worm is how I titled this. Check it out.
I'll give you boys $5 for this. 20. Okay, 10. 15.
12.
Okay, 15. Damn right, 15.
I don't believe you guys.
She wasn't a good actress either.
Yeah, no, I don't believe you guys. Why not?
The compromise, compromise between 10 and 15 is not 15.
No.
That bugged
That's
me.
That's bad haggling right
That's
there.
That's really bad haggling.
Right. So this was not too. This wasn't too much before Victor Wong passed away, right? Like
right.
He didn't have much more in him.
No.
And we've liked him in everything that we've seen.
He's Golden great. Child, Big Trouble in Little China. Same movie, I guess.
Same movie. There were 10 actors working from Asia at that time.
They originally cast a Korean actor in that role.
The what?
A Korean actor in that role.
A green actor?
A Korean.
Korean.
Korean. Korean.
The speaker today, walking past the speaker, blew my head out. Can't hear anything anymore.
The green one.
Anyway, let's do, put your best bumpkin voices on and listen to this one.
The phone's out, the road's out, we're on our own.
You two are just loving it, aren't you?
Come on, Nancy, let's don't get personal about this thing. We've got to do something.
Hell yes.
I've seen Reba McEntire on The Voice. That is her
real
voice.
That is her voice. That's what she does.
Yeah, that's her talking. Okay, what am I calling her then, I guess? Yeah. Now I feel bad
about
it.
Bumpkin.
The thing is, I like her. I like her spunk and her, I don't know, her gumption. Is that a word?
Well, it's a good, like I said, I mean, those are the two favorite characters for me in the role, Michael Gross and Reba McEntire.
All
absolutely.
Right. Well, here is how the worms work pisses them off, according to Fred Ward.
I mean, how's it know we're still here? Well, it's got no eyes, right? Sure as hell can't smell us underground. I say it's been listening.
Of course. Senses seismic vibration. It can hear every move we make, especially on this rock. It's a perfect conductor.
That means we're stuck. That pisses me off.
Not a perfect conductor. You are such a bad hot scientist if you think that.
He kept saying throughout the movie this right here.
Pardon my French.
He said, pardon my French
that.
All the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Movie featured one F-bomb, the requisite PG-13 F-bomb, dropped about, I don't know, two-thirds through.
Yeah.
Kevin Bacon yelling at the worm.
Yeah.
But they said the film was intended to be R and had tons and tons of cussing and all kinds of worm nudity. I don't know.
Yeah, well, that was the lady. She lost her pants. Yeah. The scientist lost her pants at one point.
Somebody somewhere said, hey, this is probably better suited as a more general film that lots of family or whatever could see. And I can't, you know what, as much as I hate the combo of like too light and then too scary, it made sense for them to do that. Let's see. The worms have a plan. Let's learn what the plan is.
Why is he bothering them for?
Well, it's like it's studying the buildings, trying to figure them out.
They can feel our vibrations, but they can't find us.
Looks to me like they're coming up with a plan.
What? That's stupid.
No, it's not. It fits right in with the motif of Fred. He's always trying to preach about the plan.
The worms have a plan.
The worms have a plan. They're smart.
That's so dumb.
Stumpy is smart.
Yeah.
My favorite moment of angry acting. Love to capture those. Brian once inspired that idea, and here it is.
Why don't you just back off, Stringbean? You know, we could have left your worthless ass on the roof.
I wish you had, fearless leader. Who the hell put you two in charge?
Don't push me,
just
Bert.
Back
just
off,
don't
Bert.
Goddamn push me.
Them grab boys don't kill him, I will.
Yeah. Love angry acting, especially when it's bad.
It's always bad.
Yeah. I have a final clip. National Geographic magazine is now where they've set their sights. They've killed the big worms through a series of fishing things. You want to even talk about the fishing? That was dumb.
Yeah. You thought the fishing was dumb? What would you do if you were stuck on a rock?
Not
fish for worms, sorry.
I'm so glad for the fishing, the dynamite fishing in the movie, because it gave us the Wormhelm scream.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Was everybody notice?
There was.
Yeah, they took a Wilhelm scream and pulled it apart and put all sorts of like jaguar noises in it and stuff.
They really did that.
Yeah.
It was really obvious that they were using the Wilhelm scream to.
I had no idea. That's awesome.
Some effect.
All right, the movie's better already.
Yeah.
National Geographic magazines, where we're headed next.
The second we hit Bixby, we start making some phone calls. I mean, we could make some real money on this thing. We could get in People magazine. People? Hell. National Geographic. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Stupid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. 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 Oh, they really got him thinking of that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this is one of those movies where you could really pull the quotes randomly.
No, totally.
It
totally.
Was not a. Mm-hmm. There was not a time in the movie when there wasn't something. Just
yeah, there were never moments like in a lot of the movies you cover. They'll sit around and have these conversations that are very, I don't know, structured in a way that they're perfect kind of clips. But this is just there's a lot of random talk. The worms have a plan. The puppets, the whatnot. Yeah. Done. Roll credits. Mm-hmm. Hee-haw music again. So Team Gibbet on this or no?
Team Gibbet, yeah. Right. I mean, I think,
yeah, deluxe
I think
away.
We had fun with it a little bit, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but
I'm having fun with it now.
Yes.
Yeah. Heterosexual life partner.
Say this.
No, but we'll make him. Scott Fletcher's going to read something he doesn't know about.
Yeah,
yet.
He's got to read that.
Well, speaking of which, we're almost there. Before we do that, let's do our awards, and I have music for it somewhere. Here it is, right here. All right, it's time for Film Sack Awards. We're going to give this movie the following awards. What the what?
No.
Man.
Scott, do you have a technical problem?
When Scott is surprised.
You don't see me doing this when we record either.
No.
Those were crazy eyes you made, just for a second.
I did?
I would never want to sneak up on you.
Nice.
That was really something.
I missed it.
This is a bit like Jaws' Best Death Award goes to Victor Wong, and it reminded me of the Jaws scene where you get half eaten and pulled out of the boat.
Yeah.
It's gross. Kind of gross.
Has he gotten an award in every film sack film he's been? Oh, that is awesome.
It's Victor Wong.
Good.
It's the Victor Wong Award.
So we should have a lifetime achievement award.
The lifetime achievement award.
Yeah. The Best Use of Floorboards as Special Effects Award goes to this film, because it was everywhere. The Jabba the Hutt Took 8 Little People to Run This Thing Award goes to the Worms. The You'll Get More and Better Screen Time in Jurassic Park Pogo Girl Award goes to the Pogo Girl. The Dukes of Hazzard Called and Want Their Bad Southern Accents Back Award goes to Kevin Bacon. And I gave the soundtrack a B. I thought it was kind of a... I'm complaining about it, but in the end, I don't know, something kind of charming about how it would switch. Mm. And again, I don't think it's good for your horror movie, but as music, pull it out, say, here's music, it's all right.
The only time I really noticed the soundtrack was when there wasn't any. Well, there were big, long periods of silence where there wasn't a soundtrack. And that seems to be the only time that I really noticed that there wasn't a soundtrack going on.
This was my first time watching this film. And I was so happy to hear that old stupid old country song, Dropkick Me Jesus Through the Goalposts of Life.
Nice.
Like that just, I had forgotten that song existed. And when I heard it, I just thought, well, I thought back to being a kid in Texas.
And right now.
Going back.
Yeah. Totally.
All right. Totally. Well, this is the part of the show where you guys get to sum up the film in 140 characters or less. Put it on Twitter. Brian Dunaway, what do you have?
Tremors, proving Film Sack can watch every Sandworm movie on Netflix and still not find a girl that meets Scott's 5 standards of a hot woman requirements.
I don't deny it. Let's go now with Randy Jordan, a.k.a. Randy Deluxe.
Tremors, arguably the best bad movie we've ever seen. To quote Reginald Batusik, this is like the Citizen Kane of dirtworm movies.
And then finally, Brian Ibbett.
Tremors, a movie that straddles the line and can't decide what it wants to be, like a cement ditch that you have to jump over to avoid a fake worm. Well, I'm not jumping, Mr. Bacon.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Well, that's all well and good, but while you guys spent more time trying to name the worm and less time killing it, this is what I learned.
Graboids.
If you drill in just the right places, you might strike jelly.
That is the funniest
that's
thing.
That's a Yogi Bear thing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's so funny.
If someone spits your Honda generator out of the earth at high velocity, don't hang around. Go to the station wagon now.
Yeah. Safe there.
Where's Kyle MacLachlan when you need him?
Mm. Oh.
Dune, right? Dune?
Right.
Yeah. Spell Kyle MacLachlan.
The spice must flow, Maya?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. That's really bad.
Isn't that G?
Scott.
Kyle MacLachlan.
Scott can't spell.
what are you going to do? Only thing worse than a giant worm is a giant worm that shoots a bunch of smaller worms out of its mouth. Mm. And throw away the pogo stick. And finally, giant worm plus barbed wire equals trouble for pantsless B actress. That's what I learned when that happened. Now, we have an email from a listener. So maybe you're out here. I don't know. Hey, Jason says, Invasion USA in caps. I should ban him from email for doing that. Yeah. As campy and as good as they come, Chuck Norris is our only hope. The Russians invade Miami. Enjoy.
That's a haiku, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
It looks like a haiku.
It's very poetic.
Yeah.
Dear FilmSack says, Russell, I just finished the one about Commando, and I loved it. You guys forgot about the sense of smell that he had. It was super strong. Love the show. Keep it up. Russell, I forgot all about that. Mm-hmm. He had super smell. You remember
that?
Yeah. Arnold did.
Yeah, he did.
It's to seek out new maids to... You know.
Oh, my gosh.
You smell like a good political.
Okay. All right.
God does news.
That's a great superpower to have when you're trying to keep your wife apart, like, from ever crossing paths with the maid. You smell the maid coming.
Right.
Trouble. Sometimes you can smell the maid coming.
Finally, Leon says, Dear FilmSack, I heard you were going to stop doing regular episodes of FilmSack in favor of live one you're doing in Salt Lake City next week. Why is this? Why end the show now? What happened? This is all some kind of terrible dream. Please bring back FilmSack.
Nice.
Leon. Dude, Leon is smoking crack. Leon is. We never said anything.
I don't remember saying that, no, but
no.
Hey.
Did you say that? Leon,
look at
me.
Here.
We're going to do it right here every week.
Yeah, right.
Live in this room.
Hang around.
All right, the thing I've been waiting for, because we've never done it live before, ladies and gentlemen, Scott Fletcher with his quotes for this episode. Go for it.
Yeah.
Broke into the wrong goddamn rec room, didn't you, you bastard? That's how they get you. They're under the goddamn ground.
Yeah. That's how they get you.
Just pull out all the GDs and the thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Every quote.
Hey, check this out. I found the ass end.
I love that. That's my favorite.
That one.
For you, Dills.
That is all.
Get on the rocks. The roof won't cut it.
Nice. That is. That's all of them.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, I have like 20 more.
We could go on for days. But I, you know what? I think it's going to do it. I don't know what our next movie is. I have no idea.
Oh.
I put Dunno in the notes.
Dunno.
TBA.
Friday?
No, Friday. Don't encourage it. No Friday. All right.
Ooh, the Last Boy Scout.
Last Boy Scout.
Oh, wow.
Oh, is that on streaming?
You think we haven't had enough Bruce Willis?
Slurp my butt.
Which one? Yeah, we can do it. Yeah. That's like TV,
that's
though.
That's like
a six-hour miniseries,
though.
Isn't it?
I just want... It's just so weird to hear you say, we can do it.
No, that's the one with that has John Boy in it, with the mole.
Yes, yeah. and Frankenfurter.
She really likes it.
she's got problems.
Right, we had that, we had that Charlie Sheen film on tap. The Chase?
Chase.
Oh, that's on stream.
All right.
Yeah. With that sexy scene.
Christy Swanson.
We put it off because Charlie Sheen sucks, but we thought maybe we could, maybe we'll slip it in now. Time has passed. We're over it. But I think, which one?
Meteor Man. I forgot about
this. All right,
this.
JJ.
I kind of like this.
You
That's
called
a good
it,
movie, though.
So next week, we'll be covering one of those 17 movies.
Yeah,
right?
Yes. Maybe the six-hour TV miniseries.
Don't forget this.
Bologna and beans.
That is going to do it for this episode of FilmSack. Don't forget to go to the website. That's FilmSack.com for all those listening at home. FilmSack@gmail.com is the address that you can email us at. And Twitter.com/FilmSack is where we reside on Twitter. That'll do it for us, for me, for Brian, and for Randy. We'll see you next week.
That was fun. What did we own there?
Right.
Thank you.
I was going to say, awesome. Look him
in the eyes. Look at this. Look at this.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, we should.